Root out the poisonous plants, June 24. Above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. How close and tender should be the tie that binds us together. How careful we should be to have our words and actions in harmony with the sacred truths that God has committed to us. Let your conversation be of such a nature that you will have no need to repent of it. If a word is dropped that is detrimental to the character of a friend or brother, never encourage this evil speaking, for it is the work of the enemy. Remind the speaker that God's word forbids this kind of conversation. The Redeemer has told us how we may reveal Him to the world. If we cherish His Spirit, if we manifest His love toward others, if we guard one another's interests, if we are kind, patient, forbearing, the fruits we bear will give evidence to the world that we are God's children. To build up one another in the most holy faith is a blessed work, to tear down is a work full of bitterness and sorrow. We should seek to lighten one another's burdens by manifesting the love of Jesus to those around us. If our conversation were upon heaven and heavenly things, evil speaking would soon cease to have any attraction for us. We would not then be placing our feet upon dangerous ground, nor would we enter into temptation, falling under the power of the evil one. Instead of finding fault with others, let us be critical with ourselves. Everyone should inquire, "Is my heart right before God? Am I glorifying my Heavenly Father?" If you have cherished a wrong spirit, banish it from the soul. Eradicate from your heart everything that is of a defiling nature. Pluck up every root of bitterness, lest others be contaminated by the baleful influence. Do not allow one poisonous plant to remain in the soil of your heart. Root it out this very hour, and cultivate in its stead the plant of love. Let Jesus be enshrined in the soul temple. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us.